Hello, hello. That's right, three hellos, because three is a magical number. And the name of this show is Connect the Dots. That's three words. Another magical three. I'm your host, Tom Edison. I am also a 2020 U.S. presidential candidate. I've done this before, and I'm doing it again in 2020. And that's part of the show. I'm the one who came up with the idea. I'm going to do my presidential campaign through a radio show because that's the most cost-effective way to do it. Well, all I want to say is it's Saturday night, or if you're on the East Coast like I am, it's actually 1 a.m. already. But either way, no matter where you are in the world, we can't ignore the news that happened today. And it relates to things I've been talking about since I started this show. We got crazy people going out there and killing people for no reason at all, except for some kind of craziness in their head. And it's about time that everybody in the world starts considering mind control. I've talked about it before. I talked about it extensively last week. And it's a reality. We don't know exactly when it started. Maybe it was 100 years ago, but the Nazis were using it. Sigmund Freud's cousin was into mind control. So it goes pretty far back. And then it became a detailed artificial intelligence science. Plus, there's all kinds of mind control. And I guarantee these people that go out and kill people for no reason at all, for what's ever been implanted in their mind. They've made movies about this kind of stuff. It's reality. And the people who want to rule this world or create chaos in this world, they have the knowledge of mind control, and they use it to send poor, idiotic people to commit these horrible crimes, evil crimes. And we need to consider about addressing mind control. And when people say they hear voices, we better take it seriously that that person is being mind controlled. And of course, we have demonic mind control from the spirit world. Let's stop pretending the spirit world doesn't exist. Hey, I talk about these things in my book. Again, you know, the name of the show is Connect the Dots. My book, Connect the Dots Theory, is capable of using its correlations to explain anything going on in this world. And the explanations for what's happening with these tragedies of people killing innocent people for seemingly no reason at all, it's mind control behind it. You know, when the terrorists get their recruits, they're using their form of mind control. When they convince somebody to go out and be a suicide bomber, that's another form of mind control. And when they put fear into people's hearts with creating these events, it's another form of mind control. And then we have the globalists that just want to keep everybody fighting. And then we have the note creatures. I've talked about it before. I created this acronym, N-O-T-E creatures, not of this earth creatures. Yes, they exist. Let's stop playing games here. We don't need the government, U.S. government, any government to tell us that aliens exist, extraterrestrials. We have plenty of testimonies from unfortunate people that have fallen at the hands of the evil extraterrestrials, and we have plenty of other information from people who have quit secret projects. They're here. Like in that movie, the little girl goes up to the TV and says, "They're here." Well, they are here, and they've even been here before mankind became modern. Please, there's so much information out there. And they're doing their mind control, too. And it's time we all start talking about this. You know, mind control is going to have us all killing each other. Even more so than we're doing already. This is serious stuff. We're all a threat. And the people who are supposed to be investigating this stuff and finding ways to stop it are brain dead. that I think they're afraid to mention the word mind control, because everybody in any position of authority, apparently nowadays, they're afraid to do anything outside of rules in the book, as they say. Go by the book. Well, the book, I don't care what book it is, it's tainted. It's half misinformation, lacking real information, whatever book you're reading out of. No one book can have all the answers, and the so-called book that the authorities go by, please, pathetic. It doesn't cover even half the things that need to be covered. What we need is clear-thinking people, people that know how to think free. In fact, I was at a Free Your Mind event about a month ago or so, and the friend I went with, and we were discussing after... after listening to the people. First of all, they didn't tell, because we're informed people, they didn't tell us anything we didn't know already. And then we came to the conclusion, you know, actually, everybody who comes to these Free Your Mind events, they have them around the country. Most of them are out in California and on the West Coast. And we figured out that everybody, the only people that come to these Free Your Mind events are the people who have freed their mind. And we know all the information already, because all this information has been talked and talked for years and years and years, and of course, the people who have the authority to do something about all this important information don't do anything, because they're nothing but a bunch of carpet-bagging phonies who want to gain positions of authority for the profit money they can make on the side, or a feather in their cap, or whatever. But there's very few people in true authoritative positions that really know what's going on in this world and really have some authority to change it. Even the people in the military that know about the secret projects, you know, and work on them, their hands are tied with the chain of command structures. Again, I've mentioned this before. All chain of command structures need to have exceptions to the rule, specifically. When people aren't doing their job, or somebody gives a stupid order, you know, look how chain of command was used against the American people in the 9/11 incident. You know, who was the president and vice president? Well, first of all, let's just do a little refresh on that. I've got it in my book too. I don't go into this details. I go about the metaphysical technology and weaponry was used to bring down the building, something that even the so-called experts don't even know about because they're not educated. Metaphysics, you know, should be knowledge for people in the scientific community, but they're not. Only the ones working on the secret projects know about the metaphysics, pretty much so. There are exceptions, of course, you know. Even people like, yeah, stop talking about how great Einstein was. He didn't know anything about metaphysics. Really, he didn't. That's why his stupid idea that light, nothing can travel faster than the speed of light, it's stupid. In fact, the information has been given to us already. You know, light travels. I have it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You ought to buy it and find out what is known already. Light does travel faster than 186,000 miles per second. Different kinds of light do in different dimensions or realms or zones of reality. And this is information, the human race has it, except the information is being ignored because everything is so over-controlled. Just like, you know, it's insanity what's going on. And let me get, which brings me back to insanity, I have to talk about chemtrails every show, just a couple of minutes, because we are being poisoned to death. They're spraying poison on us every day of the week. And this is not in the United States only. It's all different places around the world. When you're watching your TV and look at the commercials, I can think of a couple right offhand, the Liberty Insurance and some other things. Whatever the commercial is, look up in the sky. There's chemtrails up in the sky. Just in case you don't know what the chemtrails are, it's easy to find out. Just go on the internet. You'll find pictures of them under geoengineering and all that. And, of course, the scientists are lying to us about why they're there. In fact, I knew these things were bad before I even found out the details of what was going on, you know? And it's to the point now they are not only dulling the sunlight, cheating you out of vitamin D, they're destroying the ozone with them, destroying the earth, the water, everything alive. That's how toxic these poisons are. And here's the big joke. Everybody's talking about the Paris Agreement, you know, but not one person bothered to mention up. You want to talk about global warming? Well, the chemtrails are warming the planet. And I discovered this, that through a camera I was using, all of a sudden, you know, I'm out there, and then on a semi-clouded day, a very hazy day, which was probably caused by a lot of chemtrails, I couldn't take images with my camera unless I went in the shade. I couldn't take a picture of the sky anymore or anything like that, because there's such a reflection off these nanoparticles that are supposed to be reflecting the sunlight off the Earth. But, you know, these people just don't have any common sense and thought this up. Of course, they were mind-controlled to put this crazy program into thinking that they're going to slow global warming. They're actually increasing it. Because when you have all those little tiny nanoparticles that the chemtrail planes leave, and the idea was to be the aluminum or something was going to reflect the sunlight, when you're talking about billions and billions of little tiny aluminum particles floating out there, which are all toxic, one is going to shine over the other, onto the other, and then eventually it's going to shine down to the Earth. And then whatever light bounces back off the Earth is going to hit these things and come back down, which is going to cause the Earth to heat up. This is just common sense. But these people who are in charge of these products, they're either brainwashed, mind-controlled, and they have no common sense. There's no free thinking. And a related event, too, you know? So everybody in the world must be really stupid, or these people that get on the TV and want to talk about global warming, they never mention chemtrails. So that shows you right there, one of the prime ingredients of global warming, there's many factors, is the chemtrails. They're exacerbating the situation and making it worse when they're lying to the so-called world leaders who make the decisions to allow the scientists to do this, that it's going to help global warming. It's doing the exact opposite. And all the other stupid programs like HEART, heating the ionosphere to 1,500 degrees. Well, that doesn't sound like it's going to cool the planet anything. That's going to raise the temperature to some degree, too. And those are two important ingredients. Global warming, nobody ever talks about. But they need to be, and that's why I'm on this tick about, we got to start the chemtrail watch, we got to start the chemtrail club, we got to start making chemtrail flyers and pass them out, and we got to keep tweeting the President of the United States. I mean, that's probably his own only main value. He knows how to write executive orders. And that's all it's going to take to stop these planes. Write the order, stop allowing the planes to spray, and then have the military enforce this. It can be done that easy. We're never going to convince these harebrained, stupid scientists that don't know anything about metaphysics, don't even have common sense to know that the chemtrails are creating a background glare in the sky, and which is you got to repeat a cycle. Whatever light bounces off the Earth goes back up, bounces, hits the nanoparticles, comes back down, and you're just trapping the heat with that. You know, it's insanity. And talk about insanity. What else? I watch the foreign news networks because they're a little more truthful. They had this French farmer I'm talking about, his bees dying off. And bees are dying off all over the world. Sure, there's it's been traced to the nicotine pesticides. There's another crazy thing. It's been duped on people around the world. So he's mentioning everything that could possibly be killing the bees except chemtrails. And chemtrails are going to affect bee populations too, because the ingredients in the chemtrails are poison to every living thing on this world. So that's how stupid, you know. It's been proven already scientifically. Don't take my word for it. Go on the internet and you'll see the people that have done the research as citizens. You know, don't believe any government agency. And I've mentioned before, CDC doesn't even want to investigate. Well, I wonder why, because they're under the control of the government, and they were obviously ordered not to investigate that, because for obvious reasons, because the government's under the control of the globalists. Face it, I've said it before, I'll say it again, you know. our U.S. government is under the control of the globalists. You know, you can call them lobbyists, globalists, whatever. All the people in Washington are under control. That's another reason you need to buy my book, because it explains the geometry of Washington, D.C. It's all market controls for world controllers. The marks are there. The obelisk is the big mind-controlled machine. Washington Monument. I told you it's been shut down for elevator repairs. I've told you this, but I got to remind you again, because you need to tell your friends, there's no logic to 3 years to do elevator repair in a small structure like that. You know, that's insanity. Yeah, they're lying so badly, and nobody is questioning it. They're just going to put more things in the mind control obelisk there to make it more powerful. So when they really want to control Washington and make them all totally brain dumb, they'll really have a more powerful obelisk to do it. All they have to do is to hand the ingredients to add some power to it. That's, any scientist can figure out how to do that, and that's what they're doing. I guarantee it. They're not fixing the elevator. Yeah, they'll fix the elevator in the meantime, but the real project is to make the mind control obelisk, the Washington Monument, more powerful, so nobody will able to make any clear decisions in Washington, D.C. In fact, I mean, I'm going to say something here that I'm sure people in the city of Washington, D.C. might not like what I'm going to say, but we ought to move the capital out of there, because that is an over-controlled city, and it's a mind-controlled city. Let me just take a drink of water here. That was delicious. And this is an educational show. Also, because the public needs to be educated, water, all water is not the same. That was discovered many, many years ago, back in the 20th century. And I'm going to do what we call here a freebie commercial. Let you people in on one of the best waters in the world. Is this thing, you can pull it up on the internet, John Ellis Water. The man was an engineer, and he invented a machine that could change the molecular bonding of the hydrogen and oxygen molecules, and he made a wetter water. In other words, the surface tension is lower by just changing the angle at which a hydrogen bonds to oxygen in the water molecule. And you can feel the energy. Now, the advantage of having a water like that, and because it's negatively charged, all pollutants are basically positively charged. They get stuck in your body. This is a perfect way to cleanse out your body, simply the water. I mean, it's the ingredient you're mostly made of, roughly 70% water. And I think your blood is 94% water. All the everything that goes in and out of your cells has to be carried with water. So when you're drinking a higher quality water, especially a negatively charged one that has a low surface tension, it's perfect for getting into the smallest cracks in your body, hooking onto the bad stuff and taking it out. And look it up. And not only does he sell it in glass bottles, which is the perfect way to drink water out of a glass bottle, because glass does not contaminate anything, is the fact that he sells the machine that he uses to take his clear underground water source and turn it into magical water that's great for running your body and cleansing it out and giving you energy. And that's what true health care is, doing something that maintains your body in the best possible health. Of course, your health care plan won't cover buying this water, unfortunately. Everybody should be drinking water like this. So anyhow, he figured out the riddle, how to make a machine that could take all the impurities out and change the bond angle to make it beneficial to cleaning out your body, which is probably loaded with plenty of toxins. We can't help it. And then with the chemtrails going out, oh my God, are we getting poisoned every day. And not to mention all the stupid pesticides that get caught in food. Yeah, it seemed like a great idea in the beginning. It was a sales pitch by the chemical companies, you know. And, of course, the globalists are behind that because the globalists want to kill off most of the people. They only need a certain amount of people in this world to do their bidding, work for them. So the water, name of the water is John Ellis, E-L-L-I-S. And he sells the machine that you can hook up to your faucet, and I don't care what kind of crap is coming out of your faucet, and we know there's plenty of water systems that have crappy water. In fact, they probably cleared the system up in Flint, Michigan, if they installed some of his machines there. But never mind about everybody else. You need to think about yourself, too. So you can buy a machine, and no matter where you hook it up to, your faucet, and tap water has plenty of contaminants in it. The machine will take all the poisons out that are still running around in your tap water and give you pure H2O with a changed bond angle. They said it couldn't be done, and those scientists were proved wrong. And you're set to go. You can purify any water anywhere in the world with these machines. So it's an investment. You buy the machine, and no matter where you hook it up, you can even hand feed the machine if you had to. And if we have that EMP attack that's happening, there might not be running water. So you might have to go to some down the lake or someplace where the water isn't really drinkable and, you know, collect it in some plastic 5-gallon bottles or something, and you can feed the machine like that. Assuming you have a power source. It's not a free energy machine. You have to run the machine with electric, so, but you can run it off something like generator, something like that. But, you know, if you really care about your health, the best thing you can do is drink good water. And that's it. You just look it up. John Ellis Water. You can get it shipped to you in the glass bottles. And it's catalyst, too. And if you got a well, you can clean your well with it. You put 10 gallons of it in the well, it's good for a great amount of time, because it's a catalyst of water, too. So you can use it like that. You can put 1 ounce of this water in a gallon of distilled water that you should probably make out of a home distiller yourself. Don't attempt to buy the stuff in the store. You can't count on that. The only way you know if your water's been distilled is to distill it yourself. So if you put 1 ounce of this water, only 1 ounce in a gallon of distilled water, in a couple hours, you'll have a gallon of John Ellis water, if you want to do it economically, like that, you know? Or you can just go gung-ho, buy the machine, and everything that comes out of that machine will be John Ellis water, with the larger bond angle, which makes it more soluble in your body, which will help take out the bad stuff and cleanse your body. And I drink this water every day. You know, I feel great. And those are the kind of products I recommend. things that can help you out. And if you can remember a couple of weeks ago, another product I use, amino acid and botanicals, 1,100 parts per million colloidal silver. That's right, just look up amino acids and botanicals, 1,100 parts per million. Get some of that. It's the original antibiotic. And unlike the pharmaceutical products, germs can't mutate around it. There's literature on it. We'll explain why. So I'm trying to help everybody out the best I can here. And those are my public service messages for today. Tell your friends to download the show if they didn't get to hear it, because everybody wants good health and everybody wants good water. Don't count on the city officials and the state officials to take care of you, because as we see in Flint, Michigan, these people can't be trusted to order breakfast at the diner correctly. That's how bad they are. Or they're just incompetent and they don't care. And they're idiots. Or anything to save a buck, never mind who has to pay the price. And we all know that's true. I don't have to prove it. It's obvious. Just these idiots get exposed every day. And let me just show you how fast I can turn on a dime. I've been telling you about my book, because that's what I'm using this website for. The only way I can get some more money to go beyond this radio show is to sell some products. For, you know, you can buy them. My mailing address, the products I sell, are out there. You know, the real products. And you just mail, check, or money order to the address, and in a short time, you'll receive the product in the mail. That's how I have to do it, you know, to get some donations. Nobody else running for president is going to give you anything. They just want to take your money and say thank you and leave it like that. You know, I mentioned my CD, songs, Better Than Dylan, 23 original philosophical social commentary songs. I guarantee you, when you buy that CD, and the only way you can buy it is send the money to my mailing address. You can find that out on my profile. You punch in BVS/connect-the-dots, and you'll find the mailing address. It's also on my 2016 presidential site, you know. If you go to that one, it's still up, just to prove I did run in the last election also. Plus, you got a couple of free songs. You want to hear what the songs sound like on the on my CD that proves I'm an excellent songwriter, better than Dylan. And the proof is there. If you go on my 2016 website, you know, if you click on my name on my 10 o'clock show, it'll take you there. And on the menu bar on top, it says donate. There again is my mailing address. You know, if you need to contact me on that site, press contact. That's my cell phone number. I really have it on, but you always can leave a message and a callback number. I return calls, or you can write me. You know, it's something real important that you feel that you don't want no one to know that you're contacting me about, because, let's face it, you better get used to it. Mail is going to be the only safe way to communicate with people anymore, because the government, you know, they tape all the phone conversations. Of course, they're not going to listen to them all personally, because they just keep it on file in case you become a suspect in something, and then they'll pay somebody to listen to everything you said in the last 10 years, because they've been doing this for a long time. Just because the technology is here, you know, that's it. If the technology is here, they're going to be using it. They have, you know, the artificial intelligence to store so much information that they can record everybody's phone call, just keep it on file. Plus, they monitor everything on the internet, you know, for obvious reasons, looking for terrorists and stuff. But there is no privacy there. The only privacy left is to send somebody a letter in the mail, because they would have to get a serious court order to be, you know, looking in people's mail, and they don't have enough people to look in everybody's mail. And they're not going to bother to do it either, unless you're on the terrorist list already. So to further inspire people to start buying my CD, because it's good as anybody out there, any of the great people, this CD stands up to anybody's music. And this is a compilation of all my philosophic and social commentary songs. I have rock and roll songs, party songs too, but that I'll put that out later on a separate album. I claim to be one of the world's best songwriters. You hire me and tell me what kind of song you want, and I'll have it for you the next day. I'm that good. People, bands that want songs, contact me. Tell me what kind of song you want. Tell me what, give me an example for you. I want to write a song like whatever. And I'll listen to it, and the next day I'll have you a song. I mean, I am that good at it. You know, I didn't start out that way. I started with trial and error, but over the years I just really got good at it. And I got good at making recordings, too. And I make them the simplest way possible. I go into the studio, I take one. Something that most of my recordings I've done in people's basements with a single machine. And I just explain myself what I want, this and that. And I usually do, I go for the first or second take, basically. If I don't get it by then, I just pass it by. I've got so many songs, I'll just go to another one. Because I like it fresh, and that's the best way to record a song in my book. No, I'm not interested in doing any Sgt. Pepper's elaborate things. But I have no interest in that. You know, I want to make it short and sweet, the original type rock and roll thing, where the song was like a minute 45 seconds to 2.5 minutes at the most. These are the songs I like. Occasionally I've done longer ones. I think there's one, maybe three on my CD disc. Another way, so you can go on my Tom Edison for President 2016.com, and you got to listen to a couple of free songs on there. You know, go down, scroll down, and you'll find it. And you can listen to it for free. The other thing on there, American Songwriters Are the Best. I took it off because it was too much of a mixture of things, so I'm not selling that anymore. But those songs on the one that I'm not selling anymore, some of them will appear on the new CD I'll be putting together. But meanwhile, I'm concentrating on selling this, and I need some sales so I can get some money and expand my presidential campaign, because nobody's going to help me as far as people with money, because they don't want free-thinking people, the people with money. They don't want people that are concerned about the middle class and the poor. So I'm not going to get help, just like I did in the other elections. Nobody wanted to help me at all. Nobody was interested in the fact that I'm a common man running for president that has solutions. Nobody cared. And I got no monetary help, except individuals I would meet, and they liked what I would do, and they would offer to give me money, you know, small cash amounts. But it wasn't enough. You know, these other people go out, they run for president, they've got millions and millions, and they still suck, period. You know, they're not offering you anything. They just want to promise you everything, and as soon as they get elected, they do close to nothing. We know the crowd. So one more thing to try to convince everybody to go out and, by the way, at the end of every show now, I've been playing, the last couple of weeks, I've been playing the first song off my CD titled, I Gotta Be Somebody. People tell me it's a great record. Whatever. I had it on Jukebox here on the East Coast when I recorded it back in the last century. So, but it still sounds good today. Last week, I played the second song on the CD, The Common Man, which was a live version that I did at a club. I did it at a place called CBGB's in New York before they closed. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to, you know, just to convince everybody that I know how to write a great song, a great social, political song. I'm going to, I could call it a poem, blank verse poem, but these are the words to the common man. And it has a flow to it. These are the words to the second song on my CD. Also, you can listen to it free on TomEdisonForPresident2016.com. But let me just read you the words, because the words really depict the harsh reality we're in. It goes like this. They feed him, the common man. They feed him, the common man. They feed him lies through the TV screen. It goes down easy with a dash of truth. Controlling powers have taken control of every aspect of his life. They subjugate him to unfair laws, inflict upon him overburdensome debt. They school his children to be worker slaves. They tell him that they know what's best for him, that common man who's the victim of their evil plan. Every time he tries to take a stand, the cards are stacked against him. Religious leaders misinform him as the legal system crucifies him. They're slowly killing his pursuit of happiness, a systematic plan to rob him of his freedom. They've given him an ID number. They want to take away his sacred spirit. A nameless face on a piece of plastic, a barcode chip to be implanted in that common man who's the victim of their evil plan. Every time he's tried to take a stand, the cards were stacked against him. He's falling by the wayside. He needs your helping hand. That common man, the common man, is you. And you, and you. That's right, all of you regular people. And that's what's being done to us. And let me tell you something. Every other song on that album is just as profound as that. We need to hear these harsh realities, and we need to have philosophical commentary on the social status of the human race, because we are being systematically destroyed, which is more proof that the no creatures, not of this earth creatures, are behind us. They have turned the globalists, the ruling families, the powerful bankers, into their proxies for control of the human race. And they don't mind. You know, they actually believe that they're doing all of this of their own volition, and some of it is of their own volition. And they don't care if the ETs are the real controllers. As long as they have the top positions of authority when the smoke clears. And so there we have partners in crime. We have extraterrestrials, the main ones from the 12 planets who've been here for 440,000 years, something like that, who've enslaved the human race for the last 300,000. That's right, we are an enslaved race. And all this talk about slavery, the white devil slave master, the Europeans, they learned this from the 12 planet rulers who were the false gods. All this is historical information, you know? And you're being kept from it. And that's why, part of the reason I wrote the book, Connected Dots Theory, because it brings out this point that slavery was introduced to this world by the beings of the 12 planet. And they have kept control of the situation, kept us in war throughout history, and they always give their appointments to the strongest military powers in the world. That's why they're trying to rule the world through the United States now. We are the strongest military power. And they're getting us to fight with everybody. It's easy. They do it through the power of suggestion. Unbelievable. It's that easy. Because just about all the extraterrestrials, all of the note creatures, not of this earth creatures, are telepathic. And they just telepathically send a thought into the powerful regular people of this world to do things that are to their benefit and to help them regain control of our world to where they originally had it 300,000 years ago. They're very unhappy about all this democracy and freedom that we have. And they've been slowly taking it away. In my life, from a child to now, I've seen nothing but our rights in America go down the drain. And the authorities are helping do this. You know? What's the point of bragging about the greatness of the Constitution when they're wiping their ass with the Constitution down in Washington? You know, there's no nice way to say this. Basically, that's what they're doing, you know. And that's all the lawmakers do. You should take a compilation of all the laws. It's always prohibiting people from doing something. Sure, we need to draw the line, stop people from doing bad things, but every law they come up with takes away people's rights to some extent. And there's other ways to deal with that. I guarantee there's, because I'm a free-thinking person, there's plenty of other ways to think this. You know, the whole thing, people are saying, oh, the U.S. has the biggest prison population in the world. You know? And I believe we do. But at the same time, prison, there's another invention from the 12th planet. It can be traced back to them. You know? This kind of information is in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because we need to connect the dots about all the bad things going on behind the scenes if we're ever going to free ourselves from this bad situation that we've been put into. You know? It's not about just trying to sell my book to make money. Yeah, I need to make some money, you know, so I can further my presidential campaign, because somebody intelligent like me should be running the country, you know. I would have all the problems addressed already because I know everything going on behind the scenes. I know who all the players are, and it's just like making the moves on a chessboard game. When you have all the information, have the ability to look in the future a few moves, you know what to do. You know, I invented a formula for solving problems. It works for me. I ask the key questions. The answers to the key questions supply me with the path to solve the problem. It's that easy. And again, I said it before, I'll say it again. This is why I'm running for president of the United States in 2020. It's the easiest job in the world when you're a knowledgeable person and know how to make decisions on the spot. You know? I mean, every day of my life I make it probably at least 100 decisions, if not more. And I do it in less than a second. I just, you know, I turn the corner, I see something, I know what to do already. I don't have to think about it. That's knowingness, and I've got it. And these are the only kind of people that should be have any authority. The people that know how to make decisions quickly and have a lot of accurate information to draw on. And, you know, it doesn't matter if anybody calls in tonight because I'm on a roll and I'm talking, and this is the truth. Anybody listening, tell your friends there's a man out there running for president of the United States in 2020 who's talking the truth. And it's very important what I said about communicating. If you want to communicate to me about serious things, you either write me. That's why I don't deal with emails, because it's public information, you know. I don't want my opponents, and there will be plenty of people running for president again in 2020. I don't want them having access to whom I'm communicating with privately, you know. And if I make it too difficult for them, they're not going to bother. And besides that, as a writing candidate, they probably don't think I have a chance. But let me tell you something. if I was given access to the public media, and they, I guarantee that they would let me say what needs to be said without blocking the signal, because I'm going to be talking about things that the big players probably wouldn't want me to say, just like free energy, you know. I wish somebody who has connections with the extraterrestrials that are willing to share the ET knowledge with me, get in touch with me, you know, and do it through mail. Say, okay, I have the privilege of meeting with benevolent extraterrestrials, and they're willing to share the knowledge. I've told the story before. It was offered to the human race, and it was turned down because too much pressure from the big energy-selling companies, you know? And that's it. Unfortunately, the extraterrestrials, the benevolent ones, the good ones, don't understand that on this world, planet Earth, all the authorities are corrupt and controlled. You're not going to get a positive response about them unless you're selling them something that can be turned into a weapon. Or that's why the U.S. government and other governments are all dealing, other world control people, they're all dealing with the bad ETs, because the bad ETs are willing to sell us share technologies to make weapons. And we have all the bad weapons already. We have the disintegrator beams. I read that Tesla tried to destroy his notes on the disintegrator beam. He invented it. But now they've gotten the same knowledge from the bad extraterrestrials, and that's whom the secret militaries are in bed with, the bad, evil extraterrestrials. Except they don't realize, they should buy a copy of my book too, because they don't realize that these bad extraterrestrials, when the right time comes, they're going to stab them in the back. Because that's the goal of all bad extraterrestrials that are here on our planet. You know, they want our planet. And they don't want to share power with humans. They'll agree to a few proxies, and like the famous world-ruling families and the bankers. And a few others, the U.S. government, certain people in the U.S. government, people. It's sick, but this is the reality I talk about in my book. But anybody out there listening, if you happen to be working on a secret project, or you're ahead of the secret project, and you think you're on top of the world because you're getting military weapon secrets from the ETs, these same ETs that gave you the information, in the end, when the moment comes, they're going to stab you in the back and they're going to kill you faster than you can blink an eye. I mean, like, come on. But that's why it's important talking about these things. That's why I devote a lot to, in my book, I call it the four major sources of contamination on our world, because it's important for us to know our enemy, who they really are, and there's more than one, there's many. And of course, it's getting worse by the day. I mean, the word's out in the universe, you're not going to hear it on the news, but the universe communicates. There's free communication in the universe to good and bad extraterrestrial creatures, not of this earth creatures, and everybody in the universe knows that a bloodbath is being planned for planet Earth, and like a shark frenzy feeding when sharks smell blood, the whole pack shows up to feast on the bloodbath. They're all on Earth already or nearby waiting for the event to happen. Good guys are not far from us either, but unless we make a concerted effort to invite them and stop the atrocities that are planned, some of it we will have to suffer. For you religious people, hey, it's the book of the Revelation. If we don't do something for ourselves, it's going to play out just as hard as the book of the Revelation, maybe even worse. In fact, you know, people have misinterpreted that book for years. I mean, basically what we have here, because I mean, people didn't understand time travel. That book was written, I think, was it the year 90 AD or something? The elder years of John, one of Jesus' disciples, was given that information by an angelic being that told him to write it down. Okay, but essentially what the information is, it's information from the future. Back in the year 90 AD or somewhere around that time, whatever year it was, 60 AD, 90 AD, back in that time, human beings had no concept of time travel or anything. It couldn't even be explained, but that's what the Book of the Revelation is. It was a visit from angels with knowledge of what happens in the future. And the reason it was given to it, not because it has to happen, it was given to us to, so we have like 1950 years to try to work something out so it doesn't get to that, because there are different timelines. Another thing, people back in those days, 2,000 years ago, you couldn't explain to them about different timelines. It was just one timeline, and it just was progressive and kept going forward, and then everything was cut in stone, and it had to happen. Well, the Book of the Revelation doesn't have to happen, but what's happening in the world, we're getting close to it now, and all that will transpire if we don't take some action. We want a splitting of reality now. We want those of us that don't want to be part of this insanity, a military-controlled world where there's no respect for human life. We don't want to be part of that reality. And the truth is, it's time that we all hear the truth and understand that different timelines, we can jump into another timeline. All we have to do is want to do it, know it's possible, and then want to do it. And we want to do it on a large scale, because most people don't want war and chaos. It's being forced upon us. I mean, the reason there's a big increase in it now, because the world controllers want to get rid of 95% of the population. So they're looking any way possible to kill as many people off as possible, destroy all the democratic governments, and go to a one-world-controlled dictatorship, militarily-controlled takeaway. Everybody's right. And then we'll just force everybody into battle and get us to all annihilate each other. I mean, this is reality. If you don't understand it's that bad, you lack understanding. You need to get an education, and this you can get one in this show. But I urge people to go out and buy my book, because my book addresses enough where we can use the information in my book to tackle every problem that planet Earth is facing, not only the United States, but in the world. But we should concentrate on the United States first. In fact, that's what everybody that likes President Trump likes about him, because he understands that we need to clear up our problems first, and then we'll deal with helping the world out. And we have a lot of problems here, because the world is trying to be controlled through our country by the globalists, and we need to take back control of our government. We don't have any control. And stop listening to the lies of the politicians, okay? This is not a democracy, it's a republic. You know, I have to keep teaching this history lesson, because people are still being lied to in school. This is not a democracy. This is a republic. Say your pledge of allegiance into the republic, yeah, for which it stands. Unfortunately, it stands for a bunch of crooks and corporate billionaires and world controllers controlling our society. So it's a republic. And in a republic, the representatives have all the power. That's right. And that's why once they get elected, you know, unless they do something really stupid, you're stuck with them. They don't have to do anything because they have all the power. When the election's over, you don't have any power. But we need to change that. And we actually need to change it before the next presidential election. Again, if you're a concerned person, you need to write me about your true concerns, or leave a message on my phone, my cell phone. I told you earlier how to, you know, get in touch that way. And we can use this radio show to begin changing the world. I don't need to. As President of the United States, everything would be being addressed now, because it is the most powerful position of authority in the world. And I would simply just tell everybody, do this, I want you to do that, I want you to do that. And that's how easy the thing would be. And people that couldn't follow my request or had a problem with it, I'd see that they wouldn't be in government too long. And that's the way I would talk to the Congress. I claim to be the only person able to stand before the Congress and get them to go to work and give out the workload every day to them and say, show up on Monday and say, look, here's what I want done by Friday. And believe me, there will be ridicule and punishment for representatives that don't do the work. They'll be asked to resign also. And they better have some good explanations why they couldn't accomplish. I don't only ask for ridiculous things, I ask for simple things, you know? In fact, we ought to have a constitutional convention now, you know, to change a lot of things so we can, our federal government can start getting things done. And, hey, tell your governor to contact me, because he won't, though. There isn't probably a governor in this country that would contact me. I've tried to contact them. They all want to hide behind their aides and stuff like that. And they don't have the guts to talk to a stranger. They don't. They're all gutless. You hear that, governors? I'm calling your bluff. You have the guts to call me personally? Find out my personal cell phone number. Give me a call and give me yours, and I'll call you back if you have to do it like that. But, hey, I can be contacted. I'm not afraid to talk to people. And as a lot of you, my show airs at 10 p.m. in California time, so most of my listening audience is probably out there. Out here on the East Coast at 1 a.m., all the people I know there, you know, they don't want to stay up to 1 o'clock, you know, for whatever reason. What's going on? Just like it's hard to ask people to stay up for one because not everybody's a night owl like me. So most of you out in California, who was on the news today about Jerry Brown talking about how bad it was for Get Out of the Paris Accords? You know, here's a guy who's the governor of a state. He's being destroyed by chemtrails and weather modification, and he's talking about, like, simply, you know, he doesn't even know about chemtrails. How can he not? Chemtrails are big time in California. Why didn't he say something about chemtrails, you know? And he talks about global warming, and he probably doesn't even know about chemtrails. The guy's a stupid idiot. I've tried to contact him through his staff and stuff like that. They're a bunch of idiots, too. I have to hate to say it. You know, they're just, like, unresponsive. They want to tell me how I have to jump through 20 hoops. You know, like that. I even tried to contact the governor when Schwarzenegger was there. You know, and just like jump through, he only made me jump through 10 hoops, but I wasn't granted a personal meeting because I wanted to solve some of California's problems back then. And you got more problems now because your whole state's being destroyed by the chemtrails and the other water problems. And as inventor of, you know, complete flood control systems beyond anything the Army Corps of Engineers ever came up with. I've tried to contact states, nobody ever gets back to me. Is that sick or what? If you're having you know, you're listening to the show in California, get in contact with me and find out why won't the governor or the governor's people contact me about flood control? You know, obviously, you know, they don't know how to solve the problem, but they don't want to contact a stranger who might be able to solve the problem. It's insanity. Well, we're coming to the end of the show. Listen, so this is how it's going to be. When I do the countdown, we're going to hear one of my songs. We're going to hear the usual music, the instrumental music, which is the ending to one of my rock and roll songs. And we're going to hear the first song on my CD, which I play every week. So, to inspire you to want to buy the CD. Okay, because all the songs are as good as the first one. And hopefully, some of you will find it in your heart to gamble on $10 for the CD, mail me the money, and I'll mail it back to you. And if you want to list it as a campaign donation, I'll send you a receipt for that $10 as a donation, and you can take it out for your taxes. And next week, I'll be selling some more products. But we're running out of time tonight, so you're going to hear the first song off my CD, Songs Better Than Dylan. And yes, they are. And I can sing better than Dylan, too. Then you'll hear the 30 seconds of instrumental music for one of my rock and roll songs. That'll probably be on my rock and roll CD. That might be out in a couple weeks. But that's it. So that's what that song you keep hearing at the end of every show. It's the first song off my CD, Songs Better Than Dylan. Okay, I'm going to do the countdown, and I hope everybody tunes in next Saturday because I'll have many more interesting things. And what else? Hey, you learned something tonight if you were listening. You find out where to get one of the world's best waters that can help plunge you out and give you energy at the same time. Hey, it's a public service message. Government should be doing things like that. Okay, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look cause I caught their eye.